stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
And now, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, you're listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning. If you'd like to take part in the show today, please dial 323-203-0815. And now, here are your program hosts, Sam and Steph, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, November 30th. We're back in the studio live.
We are. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. After a day off, not planned.
No, yeah.
But it was a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I know. I can't wait for our vacation, you know.
Oh, I'm telling you.
When are you leaving?
December 21st.
Oh, okay.
For 2 full weeks.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Well, we still have to just move along until then, I guess.
Yeah, but what is today December 1st? I'm so lost.
No, not yet.
Okay,
tomorrow.
So 3 weeks, you know, that's nothing. That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Holidays are just around the corner.
Yep, they are. Did you do any shopping, or are you going to do it there when you move
not
there?
Not really. Well, did I do anything? I have a few small things for my sisters that I, you know, got here.
Right.
Otherwise, I have my dad's gifts actually being shipped there as we speak.
Really?
I'll get my mother's gift when I'm there, because she wants, like, heavy-duty pans and pots and stuff.
Oh, really?
I'm thinking, though, like, that's not a good Christmas gift, because that's just, like, you working, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Some
it's stuff you need. You want stuff you want.
Yeah. So I need to figure something out for her.
Yeah.
What would be good?
For your mom. I don't know.
For any mom. Yeah, what's a good gift? I always get her gift cards, and, you know, she ends up spending it on somebody else. So really, this year, I want to get her something special.
Yeah, you know, give it some thought and stuff. But
I
you
will.
Know what's cool is there's a lot of websites and apps, I think, that kind of like suggest gifts and stuff to you, you know,
yeah,
give you like
gift ideas.
Yeah.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that might be pretty cool, you know, then you get some, because, you know, I'm terrible with buying gifts. I never know what
I
to get
too.
Anybody.
I could know you for 10 years and still have not a clue
exactly.
what to buy a gift. Horrible.
But, you know, I think a gift should be something that a person wouldn't normally get for themselves.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
So you got to
put within a budget too, you know?
Yeah, well, obviously.
For me at least.
Goes without saying.
Every time, you know, I have looked online, like I've Googled best gifts for mothers and stuff. I've done that before, but I'm doing it right now, and, you know, it's all these like goofy things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like all these like random trivial type, just weird gifts.
I see. Okay. So they're supposed to be jokes or something.
Some books. Yeah. They're just not things I'd get her.
Yeah.
Kitchenware. What the heck?
Yeah.
No.
And one thing I learned is
mugs.
You don't get things that are personal, like a matter of taste, you know, because 9 times out of 10, you're probably going to miss out because, well, what I'm trying to say is...
what are you trying to say, Sam?
I know, it's another one of those mornings where I sound like I'm on drugs.
That's me every day.
But, no, you know, I mean...
What am I trying to say?
I forget I'm on the air.
Oh, there is a really good gift I just found. And you know what? I think my mother did this for my grandma a few years ago. It's one of those like rings. It's called a family name and birthstone ring. And it has, you know, the birthstones in the names of like every single daughter of yours.
Oh,
so
really?
It would be a ring and it would have like me and my two sisters' names and probably my little niece and all of our birthstones.
Really?
That's kind of cool.
Oh, that on one ring?
Yeah, it's like really pretty. Look at it.
Oh, I see.
It's kind
of neat. It is pretty, yeah.
$70.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Now, you see, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that is. I'm going to save that on my desktop.
But I guess what I was trying to say is don't get things like cologne, music, books, things like that, because these are a question of taste. You know, you can never figure out what the person
would
want.
That's true, unless they like.
I mean, do you want someone to buy perfume for you? You know, one not
if they know what I like.
Well, that's the thing. Do you know what you like? You know, you have to go to the store and check them out. You know, you never know until you try it.
That's when I start thinking, like, what the heck? What do I even want? You know?
Yeah.
Jeez. I don't even know what I would want for Christmas. Some underwear, because all of them have holes in them. I've had the same underwear for like 10 years. That's disgusting, I know.
Well, it can't be too expensive, right?
I know. I should just get... Why? That's one of those things. Underwear and socks. It's like, why don't we just... They're not expensive.
Right.
Why don't we just buy them for ourselves? I'm sure you...
Yeah, we have to ask you that.
I know. Maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit. They're not that bad. I have my special underwear that are for, you know, when I go on dates.
There's a special one that you have to take off, huh?
Yeah, special undies. And then I have my other undies that are, you know, those are just for me to see and me only. A little hole here, a little hole there.
Oh, that's funny.
Just kidding. Same with socks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, I'm excited. You know, it made me, I was talking to a friend of mine, though, and I'm like, I miss New York because New York has all these special events. Mm-hmm. And he said, well, why don't you just Google it? And apparently, we Googled some events going on in Los Angeles. I couldn't really find any, but you know. But there was one, I think, that just this past weekend, it said something about some Christmas parade here.
Here?
Do you know about that? Yeah.
Maybe there will be one. I don't know. I've never seen one before.
Well, I think it was like a few days ago.
Oh.
We missed it.
I see.
Wondering, like, does anybody know about this Christmas parade, this random little parade?
They had a friggin' parade in November for a Christmas parade. I mean, what is,
I don't know. Maybe
what
it's
is
like
the matter with them?
Right after Thanksgiving, you know. Let's celebrate. We're moving into December.
Yeah.
Here comes the jolly Santa Claus.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in the news. First, something we don't care about is Kourtney Kardashian is going to have another child.
Oh.
Right?
Yay.
Do we care about that?
No.
No, I didn't know she had one, so.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Yeah, so screw this
Not
news.
That I care.
Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So a new thing came up for Kane now. There's an alleged affair that took place with him.
Oh, my gosh.
With this woman for 13 years. Yeah, she came out yesterday and she said, I had an affair with Kane.
This is endless with
this
him.
This is endless,
unbelievable.
Yeah. But now it's consensual, you know, it's not the sexual harassment and stuff. So this thing, you know, so that's the thing is that this is not like illegal, you know, but it's sort of like immoral as far as society is concerned. And it's definitely enough to get him to lie and you know, alienate people, because that's the problem. You know, it's not, again, it's not illegal to have an affair, but it sucks to have to lie about it, you
right
know? And I think he lies a lot, this guy.
He totally does. Well, this guy's full of it, honestly. I don't even know what to say. The thing is, like, that has nothing to do with politics. You know, if we're judging him for, you know,
right,
he still wouldn't be voted, you know, like he still wouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you never know.
He's not very intelligent. He's had some really dumb interviews.
Yeah.
Not to mention all this sex, whatever this crap is.
I know. He's got too much shit around him, you know?
Too much baggage, man. Just jump off the train now.
Yeah.
Jump off.
So I guess he's smarting up, and he says he's going to reassess his campaign in a few days.
Good idea.
Yeah.
A lot of
people already predicting he's going to pull out, but he says, no, this is a reassessment. We're going to take a look at it again. We're going to consider it again, which is also a good idea, you know.
It is.
I think he's pretty much, like they say here in the headline, his train left the station already, so.
Yeah. Long gone.
Yeah.
Long
so
gone.
So we'll see. You know, I mean, this one he tried to sort of beat the woman to it. So he went was it CNN or ABC? And he said, this woman's going to come out and say these things.
Really?
You know, yeah. So I think he thought maybe that would help him a little bit. But I don't think
true.
He did.
Could,
you
in
know?
A way.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how anything could help him at this point, honestly. I mean, it's kind of like he's just in the bag. He's hit the bottom of the bag.
Yeah.
Right?
I know, but, you know, she says, the woman says that it was a casual relationship. In other words, it was on and off for 13 years.
Mm.
So, but, you know, he says that her story is completely false. And he says, I do know Miss White. I have helped her financially at times over the past few years. Just as I have.
In return for sex.
Just as I have helped many friends and acquaintances through the years.
Mm.
I thought Miss White was a friend in need of a supportive hand to better her life. Miss White has made it apparent that she was abusing the friendship.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's getting personal, really deep.
Yeah, so then she So then she responded and says, it's very disappointing that he would call me troubled.
Well, you have pretty much ruined his, well, not only her.
Yeah, she did. She did. But, I mean, can you imagine? I mean, this is a woman you've been screwing and stuff for years. And, you know, and spilling your guts to her and everything. Yeah. And
well, the question is, like, what would drive this woman to do this?
Well, she said because other women came out about the sexual harassment, so she felt that they were mistreated and, you know, not being listened to.
Yeah, I still think, you know, after all those years, too, of, like, talking to him, and, you know, I mean, you're not just a fuck buddy, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting to get personal that you wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
The only thing I could think is that she wanted something more serious, you
yeah.
know? And because he wasn't willing to give it to her,
yeah.
she said, you know, I'm going to come out.
Yeah, that could be it, too.
I'm coming out!
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, after so many years, I don't think she expects him to divorce his wife for her.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tricky, tricky situation.
There's a picture of her. She's not very attractive. But then again,
well,
neither is he.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen Herman Cain lately? He ain't too shabby. And by that, I mean he's butt ugly.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
This is funny stuff, you know.
So did you know that the Conrad Murray Michael Jackson trial he got his sentence?
Yes,
Dr.
he
Conrad
did
Murray?
Yesterday. How many years
I
did he get?
I was shocked. He got the full sentence of 4 years,
4 years
in prison.
Wow.
Yep, just this past Tuesday,
yeah.
the judge told Conrad Murray, 58-year-old, stone-faced totally at the
As
Los
usual,
Angeles Superior
yeah.
Court judge's, what do you call it? Courtroom.
Yeah.
Trailing off. Yeah, 4 years.
Yeah.
He said he absolutely had no sense of remorse, that he thinks Dr. Murray is so reckless that he believes he's in danger. He's danger to the community.
Wow.
I thought that was kind of ridiculous, though, honestly.
Why? I mean, if he's still a doctor, it's terrible.
Well, then you take away the doctor's license.
Yeah.
I don't know if he necessarily deserved that 4 years.
Well, but, you know, the thing is that he, you know, he did cause the death of a person. At least that's what the jury found.
Right. Involuntary manslaughter.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, so you got to pay a price for that. I think 4 years is not enough because I think they showed in the trial he used negligence and, you know, really bad judgment in what he was doing. So
well,
maybe that's
true.
What he means. You know, maybe the judge was too harsh, but I think a lot of people wanted to see that, you know.
Yeah, he said that he does not deserve any sort of any kind of probation, that he's going, you know, sentenced to jail.
Right.
So, because at first they were saying, oh, he'll probably just get probation or what, you know, just a year, who knows? Or, you know. But the question is, you know, he got the full sentence, but because of who he is in a way and how packed these jails are, is he gonna? Does that mean he's still gonna probably only end up serving
probably.
A year and a half?
Yeah, less than that. They're saying that the crowding in our jails is so bad that a lot of people are just walking away.
Which is so crazy to me because this is like, the death of Michael Jackson was in 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They spent 2 years on this case. You know,
right.
like you're spending 2 years on this case to sentence him for 4 years when he's only gonna spend like 6 months. It's like what a waste of time. You might as well not even. I mean. They spent how many days, you know, on this?
Yeah. The trial was like a couple months, I think.
Yeah. It's insane.
And, you're right. For the investigation, for, you know, for the charges to be brought up and for them to prepare the case, it did take a couple of years. But, you know, he did show some emotion, though, after all the stone faces. When they were walking him out. Yeah, they were walking him out. He had his hands in handcuffs, and he sort of like blew a kiss to whoever. I don't know. Maybe his family or something, you know.
That's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You know, because we all have to remember this is a person, you know, and he's human. He has feelings. I get so sympathetic.
I guess you do.
It's not like he, you know, had a gun and like put the gun up to, you know, Michael Jackson's face and said, I'm going to kill you.
No, of course. But just think if you were Michael Jackson's family, you know, how would you feel? You know, you would feel he's responsible.
Right, of course. He,
you know,
he
even if he didn't directly contribute to it, the fact that he let Michael use that propofol.
Yeah.
You know, he was not supposed to. This is stuff you use in the emergency.
No, it's true. All of his actions were stupid, you know. He had nobody on. I mean, he didn't call 911 immediately. I mean, everything.
Yeah.
It's true. I just lost my internet connection.
You did?
Yeah, what's the username?
Oh, I can tell that we just did here, too. Hold on. Oh,
that's weird.
Wow.
Funky.
Okay, well, something happened.
I need my internet. I'm going
It'll come
crazy.
Back in a second.
Yeah.
I know.
What else is going on? So there was a burglary in Anaheim. Have you heard of this yet?
No.
Oh, my gosh. A burglary. Two guys. They break into a fast food restaurant, and they think they're, you know, being real smooth by covering their face first and quickly, like, putting napkins and, like, just little stickers on the surveillance cameras.
Oh, really?
But, of course, you know.
There's people with video cameras. With, like, phones.
Well, oh, that too. But, the place was empty. They snuck into, like, the...
Oh, I see. Okay.
The little window. The... What do you call it? The window. The pull out. The window. The fast...
The drive-through window.
Yes, the drive-through window. My God, I'm a ditch this morning. But anyway, a few minutes later, the napkins fall, and the surveillance camera literally catches a full close-up of this dude's face.
Really?
So it's like, can you imagine?
How stupid.
What an idiot. And, you know, all this for $2,000 in the ATM machine at the fast food restaurant. That's what they went to get.
Really?
I mean, this sucks. You know exactly who this dude is.
So they found him, huh?
I don't know if they actually found him yet, but they're going to. I mean, they've got a full picture of him, you know? It's not going to be too hard.
Well, I guess you got to be stupid to do this to start with, you know? So.
Yeah, what do these people think?
Yeah. I mean, don't know. People are crazy, you know? I mean, they need money for drugs, for, you know, I don't know, maybe even for food. You never know.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Two dudes. Unbelievable.
Yeah, I know.
Fast food restaurant. I'm sorry, but if you are going to go somewhere and steal, why wouldn't you pick somewhere a little more upscale or somewhere that would actually have more money?
Yeah. It depends.
I'm going to go steal from a fast food restaurant that sells hamburgers for a dollar. Yeah. That's really smart.
Yeah. Well, you said it was after the ATM machine, so.
Right. But still, $2,000,
is
that really worth it?
How do you break into an ATM machine? I don't get it.
I don't know either, but apparently they know how.
Yeah.
Because they did.
Yeah. So our internet is back, if you notice.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so now remember how Perry, like, screws up his interviews all
every
the time,
interview.
Right? Rick Perry. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, to me now he's become pretty irrelevant, too, you know, and he's down to, like, I don't know, 5% or something of the vote. But he messed up again, and you got to hear this now. Listen closely, because it starts right away. And at first, I didn't notice when they played it on TV, that he, because I wasn't really listening, but check this out.
Okay.
Those of you that will be 21 by November the 12th, I ask for your support and your vote. Those of you who won't be, just work hard. Because.
Okay. What? Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. He was talking about Election Day.
Yeah.
And he said, you guys are going to be 21.
Yeah.
But you need to be 18 to vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
one thing.
This guy is like on, what is he, on crack?
He's
oh my gosh.
And also the election is not November 12th, it's going to be November 6th.
Oh my gosh.
Now you'd
gosh.
Expect him to know that, right?
You would expect him to know the age of being able to, you know,
to
vote too. That's really bad. Really
so,
bad.
So, you know, I mean, he's showing he's, you know, he's, you know, he doesn't have much between the ears, I don't think, you know.
I don't get it. What would make somebody, you know, his he is not very intelligent, obviously.
Yeah. You're right. And the question is, how do they get to these positions, you know? How, you know, if you're that, you know, that stupid, which it looks to me like he is, how do you even become a governor?
Yeah. No, it's true. That's very true. But it's not just Perry and Kane, though. You know, like, I mean, truly, like, everybody that's part of this Republican debate, I wouldn't even have coffee with them. They're that stupid. You know, like, I couldn't even, like, it is it's a joke. It's
it
a total
really
joke.
Is, you know, and I think that's the problem. We don't feel we have leadership in Washington, and people are losing faith, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, which brings me to the other thing, and that's how to bring up people's mood a little bit, because the economy is not going to recover until people are feeling, hey, I can start spending money because I'm going to be making some.
Right, right.
So, you know, apparently there was a big sales jump on Cyber Monday and Black Friday also, where, you know, retail sales have increased like by 15% from last year.
Wow.
Which is a big deal, you know, so...
A shocker, you know. I mean, that means the recession's it's kind of, you know, bouncing back a little bit.
Either that, or people are just feeling a little more, you know, like a little more generous, maybe, you know, feeling that they can buy things.
That's true.
And maybe confident that they'll be able to, to replace that money with, you know, future income or something.
I don't know, though. So you mean like they're using credit then?
Possibly. Either that or, you know, maybe cash too. Yeah. But what I'm saying is money that, you know, you may not spend because the economy is bad.
That's true.
I think people have decided. So, you know, that got me to thinking a little bit because, you know, I mean, often economy is just a reflection of people's moods, you know, and that's why, you know, if people start feeling that there's going to be a recession or a slowdown, then they react to it and they stop spending. And when people stop spending, you know, everything slows down and there's no jobs. People lose jobs.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, so what I suggest is that since it takes, you know, exuberance and a lot of money spending, that let's all spend all our money on gifts and this will get the economy going, you know. Spend every penny you have on gifts, you know.
Oh, wow.
And everybody's going to get so positive and so encouraged that the economy is going
to... They'll be so broke. They'll have to make money somehow. Yikes. I'm very cautious with how I spend my money, I have to admit.
Yeah. Which you probably didn't like a few years ago, right?
Before the recession. Well, the thing is, I always have been, because, I mean, a few years ago, I didn't have any money. I was still, like, you know, 18, 19 years old, you know, fresh out of school. I had nothing.
Yeah.
But now, no, it's more so, I don't use credit cards at all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only thing I'm paying off, really, would be, like, you know, my car, you know, certain things like that, or student loans. But other than that, like, I never use a credit card.
Yeah. No, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing not to use a credit card, you know. I've used them, and I abused them, you know, and I had to pay... you know, big time for it. So now I don't use any credit cards at all. And, you know, if I can't afford it, I don't buy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's as simple as that. You know,
same
credit cards
me.
Will get you into a lot of trouble, especially, you know, young people that have not had a lot of experience with credit cards. And, you know, you just spend and it's easy to spend. I mean, I don't know if you've noticed, but even with a debit card, it's easier to spend that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always better to pay with actual cash, because when you have to pay cash for something, it's different, you know.
True.
It's different. You think twice about it and three times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it's very true.
Yeah. So what else? Yeah, what else?
Well,
I don't know. I'm spacing out. There's a lot of news going on, but...
Demi Moore finally steps out, you know, after announcing the whole divorce thing. And
oh, she's in public now?
I honestly... You see these pictures, you know, of her even in magazines, and they're, like, of her so distraught. But this picture, it's truly, like, she has aged a lot.
Really?
Which sucks, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
had aged a lot, but as you notice, she had work done on her face, for sure, and her body, too. But a face for sure. I mean, you can see she had a facelift.
Yeah.
And
there's nothing wrong with that. Whatever, you know, if you have the money for it, do it. And you're dating a 30-year-old, but
yeah, but the aging is
going to
catch up with you.
Yeah, but you know, with true love, that's not, you know, you should know this stuff beforehand.
Right.
I just feel like it's so bad that, you know, that's what a lot of people are talking about, the cause of this divorce. You know, well, amongst many other things was, you know, she's aging, she's getting older, and you know, Kutch is only like 33, and
right.
He's just a baby. But, you know, it's just so sad that that's what we're all thinking, which I'm sure that's one of the reasons he's probably becoming more unattracted.
Yeah, well,
and all the girls that he slept with are like in their, you know, 20s.
Exactly.
Early,
you know,
20s.
That's why, yeah, he was, I guess he had an affair with a 24-year-old or something.
That's heartbreaking for her. I can only imagine.
Yeah. I think that, yeah, that would definitely make you feel insecure, huh?
Yeah.
Because as it is, she probably does, you know, being 49 and he's 33. I mean, that's a big difference.
Oh, totally.
And
yeah, just coming up on 50, that's got to be a rough year for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about marrying someone so young, you know. I mean, you got to have things in common. And, you know, he probably feels that, you know, hey, I can get any woman I want, any girl I want. You know, why am I stuck being married here? So the good thing is they didn't have children together. So, you know, they don't have to break up a family again.
Well, that's another thing that was roaming in the news was that, you know, Ashton really wants children, and she's at the age now where it's kind of,
Yeah, she doesn't want him anymore.
Good luck even having one. You know, I mean, your body changes.
That's true.
It's, you know, it's very it's way harder to have a baby after 40.
Yeah.
43, 44.
Yeah. So you think 49. he's wanted children? You think he?
Oh yeah, he does. He absolutely wants children.
Really?
Yeah. But he's still young too. Like, guys, I don't think you should have children until you're at least. Wait till you're at least 38. Like,
no,
late 30s.
But let me tell you what the problem is. Is that when you're younger, you have more patience for kids. As you grow older, you don't. So that's why I think it's better to have them when it's early in your life, when you have patience.
So
like
why
right
do you
now,
think that? Why do you think I would have more patience now than in 10 years?
Well, you'd have more energy, too, to be pursuing
energy,
these kids,
with.
You know. But it's just when you get older, you just don't have the patience. You don't have the energy. Because, you just don't have it. You know?
Interesting.
Yeah, I can tell you that from experience.
I definitely agree with the energy.
You know?
Like, I definitely probably wouldn't have as much energy in 10 years than now. But patience, I think I'd be way more patient in 10, 15 years as opposed to now. Because right now I'm still not settled with my career. You know, I'm still... So I have so many other things I'm worried about. Whereas hopefully in 10 years I'll be more comfortable.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense, though, you know? Yeah.
Maybe I make energy. Sense sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, I guess I meant energy, you know, so because you need a lot of energy for kids. Let me tell you, man.
Oh, gosh. I know. I just got off the phone on my way here. That's right. I was driving and talking. That's horrible. I have headphones, though, I swear. With my mom, and, you know, my sister has, you know, a daughter that's a year and a half, you know, years old now.
Right.
And my mother babysits her a lot. And oh, my God, Isabella, my niece, is in the background. My mom's like, oh, my God, help me. You know, her mommy is coming back in 15 minutes, but this child literally within 2 seconds has every toy out, is screaming, ah, bah, 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 bah. It's so funny though. Sometimes when I'm on the phone with my mom, I feel like they got a dog that my mom's like talking to a dog because she'll throw something and she'll go get it, catch. And she's talking to my niece. I'm like, Mom, whose dog are you babysitting? She's like, no, it's Isabella. She likes to catch things. I'm like, what are we doing?
Go fetch, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Go get it. Ooh.
That's funny. Yeah. So you don't think you'd have patience for kids now, huh?
Right now, no. I'm in no position to have kids right now. I have no desire to.
Yeah.
I just...
Yeah, just don't.
No. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I've told you this. I've never been in love.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, he's like, well, how... He was being a smartass about it. How would you know you've never been in love when you've never been in love? You don't know what the feeling is. Blah, blah, blah. You know, there's like a butterfly feeling. There's something there that you know. It's just so different. It's a different feeling than ever before. And I've never had that in love feeling.
Yeah.
So then he's like, well, why? You know, he's just asking why. He didn't understand. And it made me start thinking, you know, like my ex-boyfriend of 3 years would call me heartless because, and I'm just wondering, like, I never purposely, I mean, I consider myself very affectionate.
Yeah.
But there's something, obviously, that's making them not feel loved and cared about.
Yeah.
And I love them, but I'm not in love. I cannot, you know, I was not in love.
Right.
So what, I mean, I obviously.
Well, maybe you put up a wall or something, no?
Yeah, but what is that from? There's got to be... I'm asking you.
Oh, right.
No, like, there's
well,
got
to be a
root.
Well, you're trying to protect yourself from something, yeah. Obviously, you know, from childhood or something, you know.
Yeah,
or
weird.
At least from an earlier age. And maybe you're trying to protect yourself and stuff. Were you bullied at all in school?
Not necessarily. I mean, my freshman year, I did cheerleading, and holy crap, I was the captain my freshman year.
Oh, really? So you were popular?
Girls did not like that.
Oh, yeah.
No, the girls did not like that. I mean, I was bullied big time by the other cheerleaders, you know? Cheerleaders hated me.
Now, what about, like, feeling vulnerable in something? Did you ever feel that? Like, you're vulnerable and you might get hurt or you got hurt by someone?
No, not really.
Never happened.
No. I mean, when I was a kid, I didn't... Honestly, I've developed very lately, like, when it comes to just everything, dating. I had a high school sweetheart, but still, like, dating in general and, like, sex and drinking. I didn't have my first drink till I was 23, so I'm, I don't know, it's just weird. So when guys talk to me about sex, I do kind of get like, like I feel like I'm a 5-year-old. They're literally talking to a 5-year-old. It's so embarrassing. I can't, like, I just can't even say things.
Yeah. So
it's weird.
So I mean, so you get nervous when this when you have to talk sex and
not nervous, just I just get funky. I don't know. I start acting weird.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But the funny thing is, like, I'm so in tune with my emotions. I obviously there's something blocking, or I think I just haven't. I don't know. I like to say I'm literally incapable of being in love because I do have this standoff to. I don't get connected to people like that. I never emotionally connect in that way. Like, I can care about somebody so much and love them, but not in the way of, like, in love.
There you go.
Like,
well, that's why you're not in love, because you can't do it. You know,
yeah,
you just said that.
I'm just not capable.
Right. That's,
okay.
That's a terrible reason.
That's really sad.
What do you mean you're not capable?
But
there's got to be a reason for that. You know, maybe you just don't want to be vulnerable. You know, maybe you don't want to open yourself up like that. For some reason.
I don't know, but I feel like I do. I mean, any question a guy asks, I will answer. You know, like, I'm an open book.
Right, right.
So that's why it's just really weird. I don't understand myself.
I don't either, But, yeah, but if you find yourself not able to carry long relationships, you got to look at yourself also and find out why, you know, what you could be contributing to it.
Yeah.
No, wow.
That's true. I think my friend was kind of freaking out. He's
I feel bad for the guys that date you. You know, they probably feel, they probably already imagined themselves marrying you and all that stuff. You never know.
If I mean,
guys do that all the time. No,
really?
They wouldn't tell you. They know it'll make you.
Well,
make you
run the other direction.
Heels. Yeah.
No, I think that's more of a girl thing, isn't it? And that's the other thing. I don't.
But you'd be amazed. I mean, many guys are like that too. You know, they'll see a beautiful woman or something, they already picture themselves married to her.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I've had a few experiences where, but they truly like came on strong. And you're right. It made me not interested.
Yeah.
You are, you know. But the reason why is I think when guys come on too strong in the very beginning, it just makes you think, oh, they're. I'm not attracted to guys that fall for me too quickly because it's too easy.
Yeah.
I feel like they aren't true. They don't truly like me because they don't truly know who I am. You know, they haven't gotten to know me enough.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, you make it complicated for the guys.
I guess.
You've got to understand that, you know.
Obviously, I do.
By your own admission, you know, I mean, I'm not making it up.
That's true.
But, you know, I think eventually you'll find someone special and, you know, it's not something that
I think
you can look for.
I'm talking to somebody currently that's very special.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just
talking to them?
Dating, hanging, whatever you call it.
Yeah, a friend, right, yeah.
A friend.
Sure.
With occasional special benefits. I don't know, whatever you call it. To me, you're either single or you're in a relationship. And,
right.
You know, so this whole dating thing, I don't acknowledge it unless I'm in a relationship, and then I'll call
you
my boyfriend.
Okay.
So I'm single right now.
Okay, so he's still a friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he's either a friend or a boyfriend. He's not my boyfriend.
Okay.
Right?
When will he become your boyfriend?
I don't know. When does that happen, Sam? Do people have I feel like I don't like to be the one to always start these conversations, you know? And I don't know if I'm ready for that anyway.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, to me, you have to have a conversation about it. You don't just... in your head say, oh, you're my boyfriend, right?
Yeah, no, you don't say
that.
But I think
it has to be agreed.
Well, I don't think I ever had to agree on it. I think it's sort of like just becomes that way.
You
know, I mean, if you're like exclusive with each other, you know.
I don't know if we really are.
Okay,
I think
then you're not boyfriend
and
girlfriend.
I think we are. Oh, no, we're not. We're definitely not boyfriend girlfriend.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I have not.
But if you were exclusive, you probably would be, you know.
I think we're exclusive with certain things.
Yeah, certain things. Like what? Certain positions you do with him and certain you won't.
Only 69 we're exclusive. You know? Nobody else. 69. That's us.
Wow, that's
just
pretty
kidding.
Cool. Yeah. So
that's pretty cool.
So, I mean, do you enjoy sex like this without attachment and...
Well, there is. I feel like there is some kind of attachment, you know, but I am very much like even my ex-boyfriend used to say that, like, I'm a bit of a dude when it comes to certain things. Like, I don't emotionally set at least what I've heard is that girls can have sex and they do become, you know, they get this more emotional chemistry with this guy. And I don't.
Right.
I mean, I can easily just have sex and
right.
I mean, there's something there still. I mean, there's chemistry. I can't just have sex with anyone. You know, I have to care about them and like them.
Right.
But there's not like this whole, oh, I need, you know, I need you to be my boyfriend.
Right, yeah.
And I have to see you, you know, more than once a week. No. Once a week is just fine. Always.
So when you have sex, you can just have sex, like you said, like a dude without any emotional attachment or anything.
Emotionally, yes, I would say that. But I mean, still, there's a chemistry. Like, I think any guy that I've ever had sex with, we both are on the same page. You know, like, we both are feeling the same thing.
I see.
I wouldn't say, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you would call it. I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know emotionally. What is emotionally, you know, emotionally connection?
Well, it's being open, and I don't think that's something you can do. You may answer questions and stuff, but, you know, I think, again, it's the question of becoming vulnerable. And you do put up that wall. I mean, when you say, okay, I have, I mean, you were even demonstrating to me that you've got a wall in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, I obviously do here's the thing, like, I thought, I guess we have control of how our body feels. Like, I used to think, oh, it's either, I'm either going to feel this way or not. Mm. But girls get too in their head sometimes, and so they can't let it go. I don't know.
Right.
I'm too in my head. I can't, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I do. I have something, I don't know. I have a wall, I guess.
Yeah.
Something.
Well, you'll have to examine that. I mean, because...
it's never going to go away.
Well, you don't know that. Don't think that way, you see, because that might be your lesson in life is, you know, because I, you know, if we're here to learn a lesson, which, you know, is arguable, but I do believe that, then this is your lesson. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, whatever's the hardest for you to do, that's a lesson.
I have a weird question for you.
Okay.
This is just random. If anyone's listening, feel free to tell, you know, call in and give me your advice as well. I just, you know, I like a guy that I'm dating to be proud of me or, you know, to be, I mean, to me, like a guy, I don't know, like I see, I'm rambling now. I see a lot of guys that always, you know, will post pictures of them with a girl, you know?
Right.
And I've noticed, like, guys, you know, they'll take pictures of me with them, but they never post
them
on Facebook.
They don't post them?
Now, I know, like, I keep my Facebook, for the most part, very clean and professional, not with me, like, you know, kissing a dude or anything. But I'm wondering, like, why don't you post a picture with me?
Yeah. Well, do you post a picture with them?
No.
Okay.
But I didn't take a picture with them.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't have a nice camera.
So they took the picture.
Yeah.
Wow.
So why wouldn't they post it? You know, they posted pictures of them with other people in the past.
Oh, really?
I'm just saying in the past, you know, not now.
Yeah. Right.
I just find it weird. I'm almost wondering, I know because of my standoffishness, it kind of creeps them out a little bit.
Or maybe they're trying to hide you from someone.
So they don't. That's what I think. There are other girls.
Yeah. No, I think if someone dated you, they'd want to be proud of that, like you said.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that kind of hurts me.
Yeah.
It hurts me that you don't post pictures of me on Facebook. It hurts.
Or maybe they don't want to have to expose you to other men who might hit on you or something.
No, it's definitely not that.
Well, you don't know.
No, I think, you know, you don't want to post a picture of me on your Facebook because it's going to raise questions to other girls that you're, you know.
Right, exactly. You're
that's
in a
the
relationship
only thing. You're hiding it. You're
right.
Hiding it. And I don't like that. That's... Yeah. You're not loyal. You're not cool.
You take simple relationships and make them complicated.
No, I like somebody. I want somebody that I feel comfortable. Like I feel safe with.
Right.
You know, and if I don't feel safe, then there's no point.
Right. So now this guy that you've seen regularly or dating, like you said. So are you exclusive to your knowledge? I mean. To your understanding? Are you,
yes. Okay, we are exclusive.
Okay. At least on your part, you are.
No, on his part.
Okay.
Too.
That you can never know.
I know.
But no, as long as you guys agree on being exclusive or something, or maybe that's just the way it came out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we did. We did. But I don't know if I've necessarily... I don't know. I don't know. Guys are weird.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, like, I'm at a point right now where I'm starting to book some jobs, and, like, I don't have time for all this, like, insecurity. You know, if a guy's gonna make me insecure and make me start second-guessing or making me think weird things, I don't have time for that crap. I'm too busy with other things. I need to stay focused on that.
Yeah.
So if I don't feel safe, eventually, like, in another week, it's like, ta-ta. Isn't that horrible? Ta-ta!
Oh God, I think you left a lot of corpses on your way to stardom, you know.
I guess. I'm notorious though for dating a few guys at the same time.
Really?
I will say that.
Yeah.
But it's because I have to feel special, and this is horrible. But it's because if guys don't make me feel, you know, liked, yeah. If you can't post a picture of me on Facebook with you, that's weird.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna date other people.
So you're not doing it because you want to. You're just reacting.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I think I'm in no position right now to be exclusive. That's what I think.
Oh, okay. So, okay, but you get your satisfaction from what you have now, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm satisfied. The thing is, like, I'm horrible. Honestly, the truth is, I want my cake and I want to have my cake and eat it too. That's the honest to God truth, you know.
Yeah.
I want the guy to be fully committed to me.
But you want to be open to other relationships.
Not relationships. Relationships are big words.
Yeah, I mean, so what, sex?
Yeah. No, yeah. Not sex.
Not sex.
I don't sleep around. I would never do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, hang out with other guys that like me. I know they like me. it's just really bad. I'm bad.
Well, if you hang out with other guys that are just friends, that shouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it is a sex.
Yeah, but it's a problem if you know they like you and they're trying to put moves on you. It's a problem, because then you're leading them on.
Right.
Honestly, I'm like digging myself in a hole right now. I sound like such a horrible person. I'm not.
No, you don't sound like a horrible person.
I'm a confused person.
Well, maybe that, you know, but it's, yeah. You'll figure it out one day, I'm sure.
No rush, right?
Oh, man. So going back to Penn State.
Yes.
You know,
what's the update on that?
Now with Sandusky, they're saying that there's more than 100 incidents of abuse they're alleging.
Oh my gosh.
We talked about 40 before, and 100, man, and you know it's like it. I mean, what has this guy done, you know? How many lives has he ruined?
Oh, my God.
You know, with 100 incidents of abuse.
Yeah, it's just terrible.
You know, and how do you, like, keep going with this without wondering, am I going to get caught or am I doing something right? I mean, it's got to be, like, such an urge.
This is an addiction. It's a disorder. It's a illness, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something that's healthy. You don't do this,
right?
And for him to do it, I mean, over how many times? 100 different people or 100 different times?
I think 100 different times.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure many with the same kids.
I mean,
but
it
at the same time, yeah. I mean, what was he thinking when he opened his mouth and for that interview where he said he was showering with them and horsing around and stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's buried himself with that, you know?
Yeah.
If there was any chance to try and prove otherwise,
mm-hmm.
I think he pretty much gave himself away.
What a sick head. I mean, you know, this happens more often than we think. Like,
yeah.
It just doesn't, it's just not known. A lot of people keep it quiet.
Yeah. And, you know, and especially the victims, you know, it's hard to come out and step forward and say, I've been molested, you know, especially for a guy.
That I never understood, though. Like, I mean, even we had a guest on, you know, like 2 months ago, Bethany Rock, who was, you know, abused, sexually abused by her father. But it took her, you know, years after. I mean, until she was like 21, you know, when the last incident was when she was like 16, you know, give or take.
Right.
I don't understand that. To me, like, something that happened, I mean, I would immediately tell somebody.
Yeah.
Immediately. I just don't get that. Why?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But it starts at an early age.
But it's common. I mean, it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these people, everyone that's...
You see, I mean, now it wouldn't happen to you, so you can't really judge it by that. You have to judge it by where your mind is when you're like 10 years old.
10 is like a really young age. How old were these kids that this guy...
Yeah, about 10, 12 years old. Yeah.
And they're all boys.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's just gross.
Yeah. And, that's a sickness, obviously, you know, and especially a man that has a family. And, I mean, can you imagine if you're like his kid and you find out about this?
Mm.
You know?
Does he have kids?
I'm sure he does. He has a family, yeah.
Well, I wonder if he's ever had sex with them. Mm. Sexually abused his children.
I don't know. Yeah.
Not good. Not good.
But this dates back to the 1970s,
really
man.
Uneasy.
That's a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's over many, many years.
This dude's in for it.
Yeah.
Going to jail. Say hello to the bars.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah. So I think this is 100 times just by one person.
That's... Wait.
Yeah. I mean...
With one little boy. Not one
little boy said that. Yeah. He's saying that... Yeah, where was it?
Whoa.
I guess he gave him gifts and shit, you know, and so I never told anybody what he did to me over 100 times at all kinds of places until the newspapers reported the alleged abuse.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's just with one boy. Wow.
Mm-mm. God only knows how many others.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's
there were a few.
Destroyed a lot of lives, man.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Last night I saw on CNN they had this one man... who was abused by the by Fine, who's the one from Syracuse University, right? We were talking about that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess one guy came out, stepped forward. He was on TV yesterday, and he was describing this, and it was very disturbing.
Really?
Very disturbing. But you can see the courage in them when they open up and start talking about it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Wow, man. I mean, these are big scandals, you know, to cover up like this for so many years.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Pretty bad. I would hate to be you, buddy.
Yeah.
But you did it. Did you hear about Occupy LA, the Occupy LA raid?
Right. I was just going to talk about it. Go ahead.
1,400 police officers came, and some of them in actual like riot gear.
Yeah, they had live on TV for hours last night.
Man, would I love to have been there to watch that.
Really?
And what a scene. Can you imagine? Yeah. What a scene that would have been.
Yeah, they had to dismantle the tents and break people up and, you know. But
they said no drugs or like, you know, no drugs or weapons or anything like that were found.
Right. But a lot of people resisted arrest, you know, and didn't want to be evicted. But, you know, I mean, this is like city property and these people have way overstayed their welcome. I mean, this has been going on since October.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, so they go there. They, you know, I mean, they can do the same thing without camping overnight there,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, I mean, they make it look like a friggin' tent city. Who would want that?
I know. It is just
weird. In their city, you know? And, but they keep doing this. And I, you know, I still don't know who the hell these people are. But obviously, they don't have jobs because they, and they're probably not trying to get a job if they're spending their time there near City Hall doing this bullshit.
The raid in Los Angeles came after demonstrators with the movement in Philadelphia marched through the streets after being evicted from their site.
Right.
So first Philadelphia, then Los Angeles.
Right.
Has the New York one?
Yeah,
been,
New York has been dismantled already in Zuccotti Park. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I guess 200 people were arrested here last night.
200.
200 people. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, yeah, you had to see. I mean.
Well, would make them? Why were they arrested? Just the.
Yeah, like not, you know, not clearing the area, not dismantling.
The ones that refused, okay.
Yeah, you know, and I saw some cops. There were like three cops wrestling down one woman to.
three cops to
three
get
cops,
one woman. That's
three
pretty
cops,
bad.
But she was pretty tough, man. They couldn't even get to her.
Wow.
Yeah, so so that was pretty crazy, man. And I wish these people would go home. And
find a freaking job.
Yeah, and go online
though, you know,
and get your points across online.
It's not easy finding work out here.
Yeah,
you know,
and nobody's
really
paying attention to them anyway. I mean, who cares? You know, they don't have an agenda. They're just like unhappy and complaining.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's what I don't like. You know,
mm-hmm.
you can complain all you want, but you need to at least be putting in some kind of effort. If you're not putting in any effort and you're complaining, you have no right to complain.
Yeah.
You're not even trying to get a job. Jobs aren't just going to, you know, people aren't going to, you have to make the phone calls. You have to put the
you
work
You really
into
do,
it.
And it's really hard today. You got to do doubly as hard.
That's with everything.
Today.
Yeah.
Because there aren't any jobs. I mean, you know, my son is 18 years old, can't find a job anywhere. Anywhere. Mm. You know, even before the holidays, just because there's so many kids doing the same thing. So many
mm-hmm.
kids looking for the same things, you know.
Mm-mm.
So that's terrible.
It is.
All right. Well, another beautiful day outside
it
and
is.
Inside.
Mm-hmm.
And always happy to entertain you people.
Yay.
I hate when people say, "Hey, you people." You know, some people that
what's
are
up, you people.
Yeah, like some hosts say that. I don't like that. That people shouldn't call other people, "Hey, people." So to our audience and our beloved fans, thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Steph. We'll
thank
see you.
You
all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam and Steph in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, only right here on LA Talk Radio. If you have a question for one of our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about starting your very own talk radio show, please direct all correspondence to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Steph in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio, where we say what we want.